right, chapter 25. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, Son of man, set thy face against Mount Seir and prophesy against it. Now, in the next chapter, chapter 36, we have the restoration of Israel. But before there can be a restoration, all the things that would destroy them must be delivered. They must be judged. So there has to be a judgment before the restoration. Now, Mount Seir, the word means shaggy. And these are hairy or goat-like, actually. But these are the descendants of Edom or Esau. You might study Genesis 14:6 and Deuteronomy 2:12, Genesis 36:19. All of these is concerning Seir as being from Esau. Now these are the same as the southern part of Jordan as we know today. But it represents, you see, Edom is a representative of all of Israel's enemy. They also are representative of the old creation, or the flesh. In Isaiah 40, verses 6 through 8, we read that all flesh is as grass. And then 1 Peter 1:24 quotes from this. So when we read a seer here, we're talking about that which is an enemy of God's things, God's people. It's an enemy of the new creation in type. So as we see the judgment of it, and we see that all these things must be judged, the flesh must be judged. It must be put down. It must be destroyed in our own life. This is what we said when we were baptized, but this is not baptism is not a reality of this. We have to learn to reckon the old man dead and walk in the newness of life. We have to learn that the weapons of our warfare are not fleshly, but mighty through the pulling down of strongholds. We have to learn that the weapons are armor. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. When Paul wrote to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians 3, he said, I fed you with milk and not with meat, because you're not able to bear it. You're babies, you're carnal, you're fleshly. And so we have this kind of people, but the flesh wars against the spirit. And so we have the same battle in a spiritual sense as Israel had in a physical sense. All right, let's read verse 3. And saying it, thus saith the Lord God, Behold, O Mount Seir, I'm against thee. I will stretch out my hand against thee, and I'll make thee the most desolate. I will lay thy cities waste, and thou shalt be desolate, and thou shalt know that I am the Lord. We have two reasons for this in verse 5 and in verse 10. The first reason is because of a perpetual hatred that the Esau, descendants of Esau, had from the descendants of Jacob. And this goes all the way back to when they were even in the womb. They fought with each other. And they're still fighting with each other today, physically. And this flesh is still wrestling with the new creation today, Romans 7. And so no matter how we look at this, we see the same basic truth. There is a perpetual hatred. And don't think the flesh will love you. It won't. The world won't love you. And we shouldn't cater to it in any way. But they had a perpetual hatred. And they was willing to kill and shed the blood of the children of Israel by force of the sword at the time of their calamity, in the time that their iniquity had an end. And so when God began to judge Israel now, Seir stepped in, or the Edomites stepped in and tried to destroy what was left. And they got all the way up to Hebron, actually, and tried to destroy Hebron. And by the way, this is one of the attacks the flesh has from you, to try to destroy your communication with God. Hebron means fellowship or communion. Thus will I make Mount Seir most desolate. Let's drop on down into verse 9. And I will make thee perpetual desolation, because you tried to do this to Israel, so will this is what I'll do to you. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, in other words. Then the second reason is because thou hast said, these two nations and their two countries shall be mine, I will possess it, whereas the Lord was there. They wanted to possess this land that Israel had. And when Babylon went down and conquered the land and took them captive, then Seir, or the Edomites, tried to come in and take over. But there was one problem. The Lord was there. You know, the flesh will try to do the same thing to you. You get down and discouraged, the flesh will try to take over. But he can't do it because the Lord is there. He can't control our lives because the Lord was there. Therefore, as I live, saith the Lord God, I will even do according to thine anger and thine envy and thy hatred. Now, we have three things here that are listed as works of the flesh in Galatians 5. Anger, envy, and hatred. And it's odd that these three were picked out. Remember reading the works of the flesh? It starts off with adultery, fornication, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, and then hatreds. And so we're starting here with the middle of it. But they're just as much. These were the accusations. It wasn't adultery, fornication. It was anger, envy, and hatred. Now, who is it that doesn't have anger, envy, and hatred? You see, this is one of the most common outward manifestations of the flesh, isn't it? So, I will make myself known among them when I have judged thee. I'm going to bring this out. And thou shalt know that I am the Lord, that I have heard all thy blasphemy, which is spoken against the mountain of Israel, saying, they are laid desolate, they are given us to consume. Now, when they said this, they were talking against God. When people talk against the people of God, then they're talking against God. And by the way, never worry when people say bad things about you. Just ignore it, because it's God is going to be going to judge them for it. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I will repay it. So you just smile when people say bad things, because these blasphemous things is really against God and not against you. Thus with your mouth have you boasted against me, and have multiplied your words against me, and I heard them. Thus saith the Lord God, when the whole earth shall rejoice, coming into the end time, you see, when the whole earth shall rejoice, I will make thee desolate. You're not going to rejoice with the rest of the world. That's quite of a punishment, isn't it, to put on them. As thou didst rejoice in the inheritance of the house of Israel, because it was desolate, this is where your joy is. You won't rejoice when Israel's brought into their blessing. So will I do unto thee. In other words, God is going to rejoice when they become desolate. Thou shalt be desolate, O Mount Seir, and Idumea, even all of it, and they shall know that I am the Lord. Now the word Idumea is another term given to Edom by the Greeks and the Romans. It was said that Herod also was an Edomite.